John, good morning.
Good morning, honey. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Sure.
Now, Senator Dastyari has accepted multiple donations over a number of years from Chinese businessmen with links to the Chinese Communist Party. How much influence would you say this bought them?
Well, in terms of Dastyari's case, you've seen bits and pieces of that hit the media. I mean, Sam was basically a bagman for the New South Wales ALP. And, you know, his job was fundraising. And when he became senator, I guess he went to another level in that respect and was able to, perhaps it looks like he was able to capitalise on that role as well. But, you know, look, both sides of politics have been trying to tap foreign donations for quite some time. And I just think it makes the point more broadly than Dastyari that we do need to review campaign funding in general. And foreign donations in particular. Not just a question, though, of banning foreign donations. I think, personally, it's a question of banning, to the extent you can, corporate donations, union donations, you know, third group donations and so on, and try to either focus it in on small individual donations up to maybe $1,000 with real-time disclosure, or if you can't do that, go to full public funding with a revamp of the rules on public funding. But I mean, it's a big issue, and influence is becoming a very big issue. And while people don't know, they suspect the worst. And in that sense, I think the challenge is to clean it up.
Mm. Now, just said you did say it's a big issue, and there kind of needs to be reviews. And just kind of on that, multiple politicians such as Finance Minister Matthias Cormann and Leader of the House Christopher Pyne have also accepted donations from the people who've contributed to Senator Dastyari's demise. Do they also have questions to answer in this case?
Well, there's always a question of, you know, whether those donations were and in what form they were given, and whether they were declared according to the existing process and so on. I mean, there may be differences, slight differences between all. But, I mean, foreign governments and foreign entities like the Chinese really are looking, the way they do business is to look for influence. And I guess as a simple rule, you don't give large donations from the corporate sector or from offshore or so on unless you expect to have some influence or access beyond what is normal. So in a sense, they all should look at themselves. And that's why I say in the end, the big issue is campaign funding that needs to be cleaned up. A part of that is, of course, foreign donations.
Now, just what can a donor expect to receive in return from a donation when they give a donation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they all have obviously different expectations, and it's hard to know what they do expect. I mean, sometimes they just go to a lunch or a dinner and buy a table. They might expect to be introduced to the minister or whatever. I mean, in other cases, they're probably hoping to influence government policy or ministerial policy on particular issues. You know, just related to the issue of campaign donations, of course, is the issue of lobbying.
Mm.
And I think most people would like to see lobbying to be a much more transparent process. Not that ministers shouldn't meet various groups and listen to their points of view, but everyone else should know who they're meeting and you know, what was discussed. These issues become quite important, and to the extent that it's not transparent and they're not accountable, it weakens the whole system, the whole political system. And there are always those who will seek to extract a particular advantage out of that sort of vagueness.
Now, if you've just joined us on The Daily, we're speaking with former leader of the Liberal Party, Dr. John Houston, about the current climate of political donations in the Australian democracy. Now, John, revelations such as these are not specific to Australia. You just said before that's kind of what the Chinese are seeking to do. So politicians in the US and Germany are also being questioned about their links to the Chinese government officials. Why do you think that the Chinese government party are trying to interfere in the affairs of foreign governments?
Well, the Chinese process is obviously to get influence globally as part of what they do. I mean, they've poured a lot of money into Asian countries and African countries in terms of buying influence. They've bought strategic stakes in particular companies and industries and so on in different parts of the world. You know, it's all fairly sort of, it's not necessarily fully recognised or known. You know, they're worried about their standing, I think, in global forums and whether they can count on votes. They're worrying about particular influence in particular sectors where they'll need, you know, to ensure security of supply, things like food security and so on. Sometimes in mining and resources, they buy strategic stakes. I mean, there's a whole series of layers of involvement. Don't get me wrong, though. You know, we obviously depend on the Chinese heavily for trade, for immigration, for student numbers, for, you know, tourism. So, you know, these are good relationships, but people need to recognise the magnitude of those relationships, and where there needs to be accountability, it should be identified and ensured.
Now, just weeks ago, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce was awarded a $40,000 quote-unquote prize from mining magnate Gina Rinehart. So this one is a very public example of a financial gift from the private sector to a government official in an attempt to buy influence. I say, do we need, what are your opinions on how we can reform the way political donations are paid to political entities?
Well, I think that, you know, you need to have one of two systems. You either, I think, restrict political donations to small personal donations, let's say $1,000, and all other institutional and other type of donations should be banned or, you know, in one way or another, forbidden. And if that's inadequate or doesn't work or is unconstitutional, whatever the reasons are, then I think you've got to go to full public funding where it is totally publicly known and accountable. But you know, I've always opposed public funding, but the extent of the concerns that have emerged and the nature of some of the abuses that have become evident, I think we're probably looking at the possibility of having to go to full public funding. But you can't go under the existing rules. You need to change the nature of which institutions, which politicians and parties and so on would be eligible for the public funding and on what basis.
Great. All right. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Anna.